What's up? Good to see you. It's Thursday, August 17th, 2023. It's a brand new day and it starts now. Yes, welcome. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano, a super easy way to get caught up on the things going on in the world around you. Before we get to the headlines today, a few celebrity birthdays, as always. TV personality Juliana Rancic, Donnie Wahlberg, Sean Penn, Belinda Carlisle, and new dad Robert De Niro. He's 80 today, celebrating at home with his three-month-old baby. And in sports history, in American history, 15 years ago today, Michael Phelps became the first and only person to win 8 gold medals in a single Olympics. He made it happen on this date 15 years ago. We always start with the top story. Today, it's another quick update on the Maui wildfires. As of right now, this morning, they have confirmed 111 deaths. The number keeps going up. It's been a theory for a while, but it now seems to be believed that down power lines caused the very first fire. There are even videos to support that. And that, of course, puts even more scrutiny on Hawaiian Electric for not shutting off the power, even after being warned. For now, though, the company said their focus is restoring power to the people of Maui. And an update on President Biden's response to the crisis. He and the First Lady will visit the island on Monday. They just confirmed that they're going to meet with first responders, survivors, and officials on Monday. And in other fire news, I'm also hearing more about fires raging in Northern California. There are at least 20 wildfires burning right now, and some residents are being ordered to evacuate. Scary stuff. Getting into sports here, really it's just soccer news today. In case you missed it, England beat Australia yesterday in the Women's World Cup. So the final match is set, England and Spain, an all-European final. They'll play early Sunday morning and a new champion will be crowned. And the losing teams of those two semifinal matches will play Saturday morning, Australia and Sweden. That will determine third place. Also, according to the Associated Press, the U.S. women's national team's head coach, Vlatko Andonovski, has resigned. The team was just knocked out of the tournament earlier than ever before, and they say an official announcement is expected today. In other soccer news, it didn't take Lionel Messi long to turn things around for Inter Miami. He just scored his 9th goal in 6 games for the team. After beating the Philadelphia Union 4-1, they just reached the league's cup final. It's Miami's first ever appearance in club history. That's crazy. They're going to face Nashville this Saturday. And of course, now tickets into that match here in Nashville have gone sky high now that Messi's involved. Again, that match is happening on Saturday. All right, on to some entertainment headlines. The big one here today is the reported split of Britney Spears and her husband Sam Asghari after 14 months of marriage. First, it came out yesterday that they were quote, headed for divorce. TMZ claimed that they had a big fight and Sam moved into his own place. You never know what's true when it comes to Britney, so I was hesitant to believe it was really that bad. But then it came out last night that Sam has already filed for divorce. He filed yesterday. I'm sure we're going to get more info soon. If you watch Stranger Things, you probably know who Dacre Montgomery is. He was Billy, the bad boy on the show, the heartthrob. Unfortunately, he was just used in a catfish scam. Someone out there was pretending to be him when this person met a woman named Michaela online. After getting to know each other, she left her husband and sent this catfisher right around $10,000. Remember, she thought it was Billy from Stranger Things. He said he was Dacre Montgomery. It wasn't. It's a sad story. Lastly, Stevie Nicks is in the news. She's finally talking about the show Daisy Jones and the Six. That show, which is based on a book, is loosely based on Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie loved it. She said, quote, "It brought back memories that made me feel like a ghost watching my own story. It was very emotional for me. I just wish Christine McVie could have seen it. She would have loved it." Stevie said she's already watched it twice. Yes, 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 getting into movie and TV news now. Lots more Barbie news today. First, we just got a digital release date. It's going to be available to watch at home on September 5th. That's it's less than 3 weeks away. You can pre-order it now. Also, it just became Warner Brothers' biggest movie ever at the domestic box office here in the States. Just past The Dark Knight. It's now made over $537 million just in the U.S. Also, this is making news. It came out that Margot Robbie stands to make right around $50 million from that movie. They say her net worth is going to double. Another streaming date was just released for another big movie, Fast X. It's going to be on Peacock on September 15th, 10 days after Barbie. That's the day before my wife's birthday. I know how we're celebrating. Now a little more on a movie I mentioned yesterday. We got the first trailer for Bradley Cooper's new Leonard Bernstein biopic. Bradley directed and stars as the legendary conductor in the movie. And as soon as the trailer dropped, Bradley was accused of, and I'm quoting here, Jew face. That's the term. Some folks weren't happy with the choice of a prosthetic nose on Bradley Cooper. Everyone is entitled to feel how they want to feel about stuff like this. But since this started trending, the children of Leonard Bernstein issued a statement. They're on Brad's side. They said, quote, "It's true that Leonard Bernstein had a nice big nose. Bradley chose to use makeup to amplify his resemblance, and we're perfectly fine with that. We're also certain that our dad would have been fine with it as well." In TV news, we just got another trailer from Netflix. This one probably won't be as controversial. It's their new anime Scott Pilgrim series. The entire cast from the movie is back to voice their characters. Michael Cera, Kieran Culkin, Aubrey Plaza, Anna Kendrick, Brie Larson, Chris Evans. Those are big names. They're all back for it. I love that movie. The trailer for Scott Pilgrim Takes Off is up in our Instagram stories right now, and it premieres on Netflix November 17th. Yeah, what are people watching today and tonight? The Philadelphia Eagles play the Cleveland Browns on the NFL Network tonight. Preseason football. Netflix has the fourth season premiere of The Upshaws. That's out today. Netflix also has the second season premiere of My Dad the Bounty Hunter. Max has a new Tracy Morgan stand-up special. It's called Taking It Too Far. That's out today. And The Prank Panel is new on ABC Tonight.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. I just finished my AG1 a little bit ago. It's the first thing I consume every single day. One scoop, once a day, and I'm feeling great, man. I cannot say that AG1 is the reason I never really get sick, but I never really get sick. I'm getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, all that stuff from this one daily drink. It's you know, some people have that whole shelf full of vitamins and supplements. This is it for me. It's super quick. It's delicious. It's less than $3 a day. It's the way to go. It really is. If you haven't tried it, hop on the website when you have a chance. Drinkag1.com/first thing. That's my specific link. As a listener of this podcast, first, you've already made a great decision listening. But if you go there, you're getting a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Drinkag1.com/first thing. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. This show is supported by BetterHelp. I am constantly reading the news for this podcast, and it's depressing. We are all bombarded constantly with way too much bad news. Having that little phone in our pockets is just not great for our mental state. And that's a big reason I think we could all benefit from therapy, really. From the news to social media, we're just not wired to deal with all of the stimulus that we have constantly. And I think therapy is so beneficial. And BetterHelp, they're doing it right. They made it so easy. It's all online. You can do it around your schedule from home. So simple with BetterHelp. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/first thing today to get 10% off your first month. All right, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/first thing. All right, getting into some music news here. Rapper Lil Baby just announced his very own loan forgiveness program, but it's not what it sounds like. Loan is spelled L-O-G-N-E, as in cologne. He's working with Axe Body Spray, and they're paying people back for their bad cologne purchases. It's a contest being run through the Axe TikTok page. Loan forgiveness. Clever, a little confusing, but still clever. The Killers have found themselves in a bit of controversy. They played a show in the country of Georgia, a country that has a very strained relationship with Russia, so it didn't go over well when the band brought a Russian fan on stage and told the crowd he was their brother. A lot of the crowd was booing this, and the Killers have since posted an apology to their fans in Georgia. It said, quote, "We did not mean to upset anyone, and we apologize." In other concert news, Bruce Springsteen is sick and just postponed a few shows. Actually, the official statement from the boss said that he had taken ill. What is this, the 1600s? Taken ill? As of now, yeah, he's just postponed 2 shows. Hopefully that's it. Get well soon, Bruce. Doja Cat is talking about losing a ton of followers online. She said she feels free. She lost somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000 followers across different platforms after waging a war with her diehard fans, and she said it has allowed her a chance to, quote, reconnect with people who really matter. I still don't get the logic of burning so many fans like that, but what do I know? Maybe I should try it. What do you jerks think about that? Ed Sheeran just did an interview. That was a joke, by the way. You're not a jerk. Ed Sheeran just did an interview with Andy Cohen, and the Super Bowl came up. Ed has 1,000 hits, so he'd be a good candidate for that halftime show, but he said he doesn't want to do it. He said he doesn't have the pizzazz required, and the only way he'd ever do it is if he was joining someone else. I mean, eventually we'll probably see Taylor Swift doing the halftime show, and I'm sure she'd bring out her old pal Ed, right? I have no doubt that's going to happen at some point in the next few years. In other Taylor news, Arizona State University is now offering a course called Psychology of Taylor Swift, Advanced Topics of Social Psychology. The instructor of the course said it'll, quote, basically use Taylor Swift as a semester-long example of different phenomena, gossip, relationships, revenge. Kind of sounds to me like that professor is just a Swiftie and she just wants to talk about Taylor Swift. It's going to be offered during their fall semester. Lastly here in country news, the categories and nominees were just announced for the first ever People's Choice Country Awards. And since we're the people, we can vote. I have it all linked in the IG stories today if you want to see who's up for what at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find it. I'll run down the nominees for the People's Artist of 2023. Here we go. Blake Shelton, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Old Dominion, Lainey Wilson, Morgan Wallen, and Zach Bryan. Big names. You can vote again at First Thing Pod to find it all. Little Big Town, the band, they're going to host the show together in September. It's going to air on NBC and Peacock. Okay, all right. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. Some more of the top trending stories. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled to uphold limits on abortion pills. The FDA made some decisions to make the pill mifepristone more easily available, and this court said that was illegal. That's the most common method of terminating a pregnancy in the U.S., and this court wants restrictions on it. Now it's up to the Supreme Court. It's in their hands. If they uphold that ruling, the drug will no longer be available through telemedicine or by mail. It would also shorten the period of time women could take the pill. It's up to the Supreme Court. In other medical news, a month ago, surgeons successfully transplanted a pig's kidney into the body of a brain-dead man, and it's still working. This is now the longest a pig kidney has functioned in a person. The goal here is to eventually try this in a living patient, and in the future, regularly use animal organs in humans. A couple tech stories here for the Apple users out there. With the latest software update, you can now leave FaceTime video messages. That's up and running. If the person you're calling doesn't answer, you can click on record video and leave them a little message. And Google is reportedly developing a new AI life coach. This thing would be able to give life advice. The article I read said it would be able to generate, quote, ideas, planning instructions, or tutoring tips, just some examples. If you wanted a new meal plan or a workout plan, it should be able to come up with one for you. If you wanted help coming up with a theme for your kid's birthday party and where to get the decorations, it'd be able to help with that. It's going to know stuff about you, too, so the answers are going to be tailored for you. I'm very scared of AI, guys. I don't want this, honestly. On to food news now, grocery store news. The Trader Joe's CEO and their president just confirmed that they are not interested in self-checkout lanes. The CEO said, quote, self-checkout is work, and I don't want that. I don't want to burden shoppers with bagging groceries. I get what he's saying, and it is keeping humans employed, which is a good thing. He doesn't seem to mind burdening customers with the smallest parking lots in the world, but yeah, that's a separate issue. Lastly, here in food news, I mentioned it a week ago, but it has arrived. It's official. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. Happy fall, everyone. Okay, I always end the show with some good news, something to make you smile as you start your day. I know the Little League World Series is going on right now, but I don't want that to overshadow this. The 2023 Kids Mullet Championship was held yesterday, and the winner was a 6-year-old boy from Pennsylvania named Rory Ehrlich. When he was announced as the winner yesterday, his mom teared up. I mean, how could she not? A mullet like that takes a lot of time and care from the parents. Now, here's why I'm making this the final story today. The event raises money for Homes for Wounded Warriors. And so far this year, they've raised over $175,000. Wow. All from mullets. That's amazing. And it gets better. Along with the glory of winning, a little six-year-old Rory also won $5,000 yesterday. $5,000. And what's he going to do with that money? Not spending it on himself. No, he said he's going to use it to buy his sister an alpaca. Okay, probably not what you expected me to say, but he's so generous. What a guy. His heart is as big as his hair. I love this story. I have his picture. Of course I do. I have to. Up on our Instagram stories this morning. What a mullet. What a stud. Rory Ehrlich, 6 years old. I'm proud of you, buddy. Congratulations. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Thanks for being here, my friends. I hope you have a great Thursday. I'm back tomorrow to do all this again, all right? Another fresh rundown of everything that happens between now and then. I really, truly hope you have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.